And I'll tell you, just like he told Moses, when Moses said, "Lord, these people want meat to eat." He said, "I know, I'm hearing their grumbling and complaining. I don't like it." But he said, "I'll have them meat to eat tomorrow." And Moses looked at God, and Moses said, "God, if you killed every fish in the sea, you couldn't feed this multitude fish meat tomorrow." And God looked back at Moses and he said, "Moses, is my arm getting short? What do you think this is? Who do you think you're dealing with?
Amen.
I'm the King of the universe." And the moral of that story is, the next morning there was quail flew in slow and easy about 3 feet off the ground. They just reached up and got them out of the air. Now then, stop and think how many quail that had to be. Because you know how many people were there? Do you have any idea how many people is in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex? About 3 to 4 million. I'm talking about every man, woman, and child. That's what Moses was dealing with. 3 to 4 million people. How would you like to be given the chore?
No.
That tomorrow, and you got all these airplanes, trucks, buses, everything else, freighters that can bring stuff into the airport. Tomorrow, nobody in Dallas-Fort Worth has a thing to eat, and it's your job to make sure you get everybody a steak by tomorrow. Now, I believe that's a little bigger chore than I can handle, don't you? I don't want that. But God can handle it, folks.
Amen.
He can handle it. But he didn't like it. He didn't like it whenever they grumbled and complained. So he sent them quail, and they reached up and got them out of the air, and they started eating them, cooking them, eating them, and everything. And it says many of the people died with the meat in their teeth because of their grumbling and complaining. Now, do you think God likes grumbling and complaining? You might go to him and say, "Lord, it sure would be nice if you brought us some quail tomorrow. We would really appreciate it." But if you go in there and say, "Moses, this God that you say we serve, we should have stayed in Egypt and died down there. At least we had melons and leeks and onions and all kinds of good stuff to eat down there." And all they do is grumble and complain. I've come to realize God does not like grumbling and complaining. Because, yeah, he gave them what they wanted. But he sent a wasting disease with it to kill them. Now, if you grumble and complain, he may give you the desires of your heart. Because he said he will in Psalms 106. He clearly says that in that verse. But do you want him to send the sickness with it? I don't. I want to say, "Lord, you said if two of us on earth agreed about anything, Lord, we need some meat down here, Lord. So me and this brother, we're in agreement. You're going to have us some steak here tomorrow, Lord, and we're going to praise you and worship you and thank you for it. And so tomorrow we get the steak, and it's good, and he don't kill us." We get to enjoy it. That's the way we want to do it, right?
That's right.
So if you do it God's way, if you'll do it God's way, from what we've seen here so far this afternoon, how much sickness and disease does God promise to take away from us if we obey him? So technically speaking, the church, at least his elect, the church, those that are chosen, we should not be sick, should we? But he told us to do everything he said too, didn't he, brother?
Yes.
He didn't tell us to grumble and complain. He didn't tell us to lie. He didn't tell us to run around with somebody else's mate. He didn't tell us to go cheat. He didn't tell us to do none of those things. He told us not to do those things, didn't he?
That's right.
And so when we do those things, that's what brings sickness and disease upon us. And when we get a hold of that, you know, hey. But you know the number one killer in the church today? The number one killer, especially among men, is failing to keep the first commandment. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, and all thy strength. And very rarely do you find a man that does that.
That's true.
Very rarely. There are few and far between. And that's why those men died, 50 and 60 and years old. I've had God tell me that's why they died. It's because they didn't produce any fruit for me. Now, you think about that. You think about, let me ask you this question. The question was asked me years ago. I'd been a deacon in a Baptist church for years. I became a Christian when I was 11. And I'd been a deacon, a Sunday school teacher, and everything. And somebody says, how many people have you led to Jesus in your life? I thought, am I supposed to be leading people to Jesus? I go out and visit them, invite them to church. But I ain't never led nobody to Jesus. Well, guess how many people I'd ever seen get healed when I... Guess how many people I'd prayed for healing?
None.
I didn't even know that was available. So somebody said, how many of you got saved? Zero. How many of you get healed? Zero. How much fruit have you produced for the kingdom? Ooh. Zero? And I'm supposed to be a son of God. I guess I need to change this picture. When he told me to go and produce fruit for the kingdom, right? Because he told me, he made me a promise in John 15:2. Just in front of one of his great and awesome promises. In John 15:1, 2, and 3. Let's look at that. John 15:1, 2. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And every branch in me that bears no fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So as a Christian, how many of us are going to get cut? All of us. One way or the other. You're either going to be pruned or you're going to be cut off. Now, which would you rather be? Hey, me too. I'd rather have an arm snipped off right here and run around here with a nub that's going to grow back and it's going to grow two or three. Hadn't you? Wouldn't it be, well, you get an arm cut off there? When you prune a tree or limb, what happens to it? Does one come back?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, one, but more come back, right? So just think, boy, you get an arm cut off right there. And if you're a fruit-bearing Christian, you get one arm this way and one arm this way and one arm this way. Man, you can do all this times I needed two or three, like, haven't you? But just think, God made us a promise. He's going to bear fruit through us if we'll let him. And he said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit. In other words, when I got thinking about that, Lord, I've not bore any fruit. I've not won anybody to you. I've not got anybody healed. I've just been busy in the engineering world. Yeah, I've been building buildings all over the world. I've been flying airplanes. I've been doing all this stuff. But I've been having a lot of fun. But I ain't doing a whole lot to produce a lot for you. Goodness. You know, when that scripture which says his mercy is new every morning, all of a sudden that took on a whole new meaning. If his mercy hadn't have been new every morning for me because I'd been a non-fruit bearer, guess my branch might have been cut off. Now, I don't want to get cut off at 35. You know, that's about what I was when I learned this. I thought, whoa, God, I need to start doing something for the kingdom. I need to start producing fruit. I need to start winning people to Christ. I need to be reading this book. Only thing I knew about was winning people to Jesus at the beginning. I didn't even know you could get people healed and delivered. I had no idea what this book said. But yet I'm a Christian working in church. I mean, I'm a Sunday school teacher, but I knew so little about this book. If you'd have said, quote me your five favorite scriptures, I'd have said, well, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son who... And I said, okay, now, how many did you say? Five. What's number two? Well, I'll have to think about this. I think, how sad that is. I didn't have no verse, no word hidden in my heart. But now then, I can talk about it for a while now. I got a little of the word hidden in my heart. You know, just a little, not near as much as I want. Because the Lord asked me a question here a while back when I was teaching. And because right here, he says that if I don't bear fruit, what's he going to do to me eventually? He's going to cut me off. What does that mean? Does that mean kill me? Huh? Is that what that means? That's what it means. When God cuts you off, he kills you. That's serious stuff, isn't it? In other words, when you look like a boy that had at least know a little bit about farming, right? Or ranching. Maybe a little. That if you got a tree out there and you got a tree growing, that limb growing out there, and if you cut that limb off right there and drop it on the ground, that thing don't grow anything next year, does it?
No.
The one you cut off from the tree trunk, that baby dies. It withers real quick, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And so when he says cut it off, That means when he cuts me off from him, what's going to happen to this? It's dead. It's over. You know, now then, do I get any rewards when I go home? No. I mean, if I don't produce fruit for the kingdom, I get to go to heaven as a born-again child of God. But how much do I get to sit with him in his throne? No. I'm just going to be out in the back 40. You know, I heard a preacher on television, a radio, tell a story one time. He said there was a preacher at a great big church. And this guy that told it, he had a great big church too. But he said that the guy died and went to heaven. He said he got up there and walked up. And St. Peter said, well, come on in. Praise the Lord. So he walked in. He said, man, he took me down Hallelujah Boulevard. Said that street was paved with gold. And he said, I looked over there. And man, there's a mansion beyond my wildest dreams. And I said, wow, whose is that? He said, well, that's Sister Sue. He said, Sister Sue, wow, she must have been some kind of a saint. He said, you don't know her? He said, what do you mean? He said, she was in your church on earth. Wow, that girl was a member of my church, and I didn't even know her, and she got a place like that? Whoa, so you go down to Hallelujah Glory Boulevard until it turns into Glory Avenue, and he turns right and works on her, and wow, he said, who's that mansion? He said, well, that's Brother Bob. He said, Brother Bob who? He said, you don't know Brother Bob either? He said, he was a member of your church. He's thinking, wow. If Brother Bob gets a house like that, he was in my church. Whoa. Ooh, Brother Sue, man, whoa. I can only imagine what I'm going to get. You know, that would, logically thinking, that's the way we think, right? And so he said, we walk all the way down to Glory Boulevard to the end and off out the back. And we walk way out here in the back 40, and there's a little bitty tiny shack. And I said, who's that? He said, that's yours. Now, how would you like to be a great big preacher on earth? That little scripture says those that are first on earth shall be last in the kingdom. And some of those that are last on earth, you know, that little lady and that little guy that they prayed, nobody knew them. But they took food over. They talked to people at the grocery store about Jesus. It was that sweet little lady, got little Bob. He'd stop on the side road and help so-and-so and talk to him about Jesus and hand out Bibles and CDs and all kinds of stuff. And the pastor didn't know none of that was going on. He didn't even know him. But here he is in front of the group thinking, I'm somebody. And he don't get nothing.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.